Mass. At Rome, the station is in the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. It is around the tomb of the Doctor of the Gentiles, the zealous sower of the divine seed, the father by his preaching of so many nations, that the Roman Church assembles her children on this Sunday, whereon she is about to announce to them how God spared the earth on the condition that it should be peopled with true believers and with faithful adorers of his name. The introit, which is taken from the Psalms, cries out to our Lord for help. The human race, all but extinct after the deluge, is here represented as beseeching its Creator to bless and increase it. The Church adopts the same prayer and asks her Savior to multiply the children of the Word, as he did in former days. Introit. Arise, why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise, and cast us not off to the end. Why turnest thou thy face away, and forgettest our tribulation? Our belly cleaveth to the earth. Arise, O Lord, help us and deliver us. We have heard, O God, with our ears. Our fathers have declared to us thy wonders. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the Collect, the Church expresses the confidence she puts in the prayers of the great Apostle St. Paul, that zealous sower of the divine seed, who labored more than the other apostles in preaching the word to the Gentiles. Collect. O God, who seest that we place no confidence in anything we do, mercifully grant that by the protection of the Doctor of the Gentiles, we may be defended against all adversity. Then are added two other collects, as in the Mass of Septuagesima Sunday. The epistle is that admirable passage from one of St. Paul's epistles, in which the great apostle, for the honor and interest of his sacred ministry, is necessitated to write his defense against the calumnies of his enemies. We learn from this his apology what labors the apostles had to go through in order to sow the word of God in the barren soil of the Gentile world and make it Christian. Epistle. Lesson of the Epistle of St. Paul the Apostle to the Corinthians. 2. Chapter 11. Brethren, you gladly suffer the foolish, whereas yourselves are wise. For you suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take from you, if a man be lifted up, if a man strike you on the face. I speak according to dishonor, as if we had been weak in this part. Wherein, if any man dare, I speak foolishly, I dare also. They are Hebrews, so am I. They are Israelites, so am I. They are the seed of Abraham, so am I. They are the ministers of Christ. I speak as one less wise. I am more, in many more labors, in prisons more frequently, in stripes above measure, in deaths often. Of the Jews, 5 times did I receive 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once I was stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I was in the depth of the sea. In journeying often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils from my own nation, in perils from the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils from false brethren, in labor and painfulness, in much watchings, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things which are without, my daily instance, the solicitude for all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is scandalized, and I am not on fire? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things that concern my infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knoweth that I lie not. At Damascus, the governor of the nation, under Aretas the king, guarded the city of the Damascenes to apprehend me, and through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall, and so escaped his hands. If I must glory, it is not expedient indeed, but I will come to the visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body I know not, or out of the body I know not, God knoweth. Such an one wrapped even to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth, that he was caught up into paradise, and heard secret words, which it is not granted to man to utter. For such an one I will glory, but for myself I will glory nothing, but in my infirmities. For though I should have a mind to glory, I shall not be foolish, for I will say the truth. But I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth in me, or anything he heareth from me. And lest the greatness of the revelations should exalt me, there was given me a sting of my flesh, an angel of Satan to buffet me. For which thing, thrice I besought the Lord, that it might depart from me. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for power is made perfect in infirmity. Gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. In the gradual, the Church beseeches her Lord to give her strength against those who oppose the mission he has entrusted to her, of gaining for him a new people, adorers of his sovereign majesty. Gradual. Let the Gentiles know that God is thy name. Thou alone art the most high over all the earth. O my God, make them like a wheel, and as stubble before the wind. Whilst the earth is being moved and is suffering those terrible revolutions, which, deluge-like, come first on one nation and then on another, the Church prays for her faithful children, in order that they may be spared, for they are the elect and the hope of the world. It is thus she prays in the following tract, which precedes the Gospel of the Word. Tract. Thou hast moved the earth, O Lord, and hast troubled it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it is moved, that they may flee from before the bow, that thy elect may be delivered. Gospel. Sequel of the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 8. At that time, when a very great multitude was gathered together and hastened out of the cities to meet Jesus, he spoke by a similitude. The sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And other some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it had no moisture. And other some fell among thorns, and the thorns growing up with it choked it. And other some fell upon good ground, and being sprung up, yielded fruit 100-fold. Saying these things, he cried out, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him what this parable might be. To whom he said, To you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to the rest in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God, and they by the wayside are they that hear. Then the devil cometh, and taketh the word out of their heart, lest believing they should be saved. Now they upon the rock are they who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no roots, for they believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they who have heard, and going their way, are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and yield no fruit. But that on the good ground are they who in a good and very good heart, hearing the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit in patience. Saint Gregory the Great justly remarks that this parable needs no explanation, since eternal wisdom himself has told us its meaning. All that we have to do is to profit by this divine teaching, and become the good soil, wherein the heavenly seed may yield a rich harvest. How often have we, hitherto, allowed it to be trampled on by them that passed by, or to be torn up by the birds of the air? How often has it found our heart like a stone that could give no moisture, or like a thorn plot that could but choke? We listened to the word of God, we took pleasure in hearing it, and from this we argued well for ourselves. Nay, we have often received this word with joy and eagerness. Sometimes even it took root within us. But alas, something always came to stop its growth. Henceforth, it must both grow and yield fruit. The seed given to us is of such quality that the divine sower has a right to expect 100-fold. If the soil, that is, our heart, be good, if we take the trouble to prepare it by profiting by the means afforded us by the Church, we shall have an abundant harvest to show our Lord on that grand day when, rising triumphant from his tomb, he will come to share with his faithful people the glory of his resurrection. Inspirited by this hope, and full of confidence in him who has once more thrown this seed into this long ungrateful soil, let us sing with the Church, in her offertory, these beautiful words of the royal psalmist. They are a prayer for holy resolution and perseverance. Offertory. Perfect thou my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps be not moved. O incline thy ear unto me, and hear my words. Show forth thy wonderful mercies, who savest them that hope in thee, O Lord. Secret. May the sacrifice we have offered to thee, O Lord, always quicken us and defend us. To this are added the other secrets, as on Septuagesima Sunday. The visit which our Lord makes to us in the sacrament of his love is the grand means whereby he gives fertility to our souls. Hence it is that the Church invites us, in the communion antiphon, to draw nigh to the altar of our God. There our heart shall regain all the youthful fervor of its best days. Communion. I will go up to the altar of God, to God who rejoiceth my youth. Post-communion. Grant, we humbly beseech thee, O Almighty God, that those whom thou refreshest with thy sacraments may, by a life well-pleasing to thee, worthily serve thee. Two other post-communions are said after this, as on Septuagesima Sunday.